It is February 20th, 2024, 8:45 a.m. Well, yesterday was not good. I started the log, but I ended up not publishing it because it was pretty... I had a very... had a very bad news came in yesterday, just after the first portion of the log that I put together yesterday. I had one of my immediate family member just diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and we've been trying to process the news, and it's been hard. I'm not lying to you guys. I've been crying all last night and this morning. It was a devastated the news. It's kind of funny though, because I just don't know what to say. It was just incredibly bad. It's just trying to process news, just trying to process everything, and sometimes it's just hard to process it, because it's one of those things that you keep telling yourself that this will never happen to you and your family, to my family, and next thing you know, it just happened, and it was just trying to process the emotions, the anger, the WTF moments of trying to figure out what's going on. And this is literally day one of learning about this. It's day after, so it's day one. I'm calling this day one. So it's just going to be a very difficult process of dealing what just happened. There are going to be changes going forward in the near future. One of them is my one of the podcasts that I normally do, Camping with Lenny. I had big plans for that for this year, but I'm going to put that on hold to spend more time at home and just be around and help around as much as I can. I'm still going to do this audio log, because it's actually very therapeutic for me to just process what's happening and share that. And if you ending up going through the same thing, at least I'm letting you know right now, you're not alone. You're definitely not alone. Regarding the other podcast, you had three. Your Bookmark podcast, that's still going to go. We have enough content that I can take a week off just to relax, and not relax, but to put a game plan personally. So it's just going to be a very difficult process than anything else. It is 3:05 p.m. So I'll be working downtown for the next few months. So I'll be literally working at my sister's place, my parents' place, everywhere that I can find a place to work at, close to downtown, close to the hospital. So what I'm planning to do is I'm just gonna put myself in an area for me to work at. What I also got today, this afternoon, is a 15-inch portable LCD monitor. The reason why I got one of those is to give me a fighting chance to do work properly. I got a ViewSonic 15.6 display. It's a simple display that I can put in my bag. It's incredibly light, that I can just put in my bag and go and set up with multiple displays, because frankly I do need to get multiple displays to do work. What else? So I have that up and running. I got that ready to go. So I'm gonna make a proper office go bag. This go bag is designed for me to just grab it, grab my laptop. But literally, the goal is just to put my laptop in there and head the road, hit the road, and set up a proper office. I'm still gonna be working at home as I normally do, but I'll be limiting that as much as I can, so I can again stay closer downtown. Yeah, so it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun and great to have a mobile office. That's what I meant, not because of the other one, but just to have a mobile office. The only thing that I'm not planning to bring with me is an external webcam. I'm planning to just go light as possible when I put my go bag. I'm planning to strip it out. The only thing that I'm only gonna bring extra that's gonna be with me is my recorder to do this log. But yeah, I'm bringing everything with me as easy as possible to record and all that stuff. I am planning to install an editing software to my PC, because right now I do everything from Mac. So if I have to stay overnight downtown, at least I have a computer to edit my log. Again, I'm using this log as literally as my therapy as well to help me go through the hard things happening right now. The only thing that I might have to get extra is, if I can find it, a 10 plus watt USB charger. 10 plus watt, like 10 watt minimum, higher the better. Charger, so I might get that from Amazon, from Anchor. I just need something a little higher than 10 watt. I do have one here from my old iPad. It's actually a 10 watt, so that's awesome. But it would be nice to get something a little higher, just in case. That brick is going to be mostly for the external monitor, just in case I need one. I did test it. It is working without that external power supply, but it would be nice to have one. So that's what I'm planning to do. So I can continue doing this this audio log while I am away from home. So just to be a little bit more versatile in going out, going away from my home office. I am planning to upgrade my iPad this year. Again, I'm not sure if I told you, my iPad is actually old. It's like this iPad Air 2, that's how old it is. I bought it when the second gen came out, and it was a great iPad. I used it for, I traveled with it. I went all over just to travel with it. I used it for video editing. I used it for a little bit of audio editing, photo editing for sure. It was a great iPad, but unfortunately the battery is dying. Like, it doesn't last longer than 4 hours before I start dying. And also, Apple does not support it anymore, unfortunately. They're still doing the patches for it, but I can't even update the OS anymore. So it's time to go. It's time to retire that iPad and see if I can just give it away from my niece or nieces or nephew, and the parents can just change the battery or something. But that's the plan for that iPad, is to just retire it and replace it. Again, it would be nice to just not bring a laptop with me to do audio editing instead of using a computer. Currently I'm using Adobe Audition, but it would be nice to just use something simple to edit. But I got that monitor ready to go. I tested it. It's pretty good. It's pretty nice, actually, to be honest with you. It's not, is there entry level from ViewSonic? ViewSonic's portable monitors, HDMI portable monitors with USB-C. They have several, I think they have three more series higher than this one, but the price jump is going higher and higher, but this one's great. I got it for 159 160 Canadian, so it's very cheap and it's super lightweight, and again I can just pop that in my on my computer bag and go. It does come with a sleeve, but unfortunately the sleeve is very flimsy. There's nothing to protect the screen when you put the sleeve in, so I might have to sacrifice a cardboard box and use that as a shield for the monitor, just to protect it a bit. So I might do that before I head out in town tomorrow. Yeah. So yeah. Okay, I'll be back. It is 5:38 p.m. Yeah, day was done now. I did pack my office go bag, my portable work remote go bag. It's kind of funny because I used to have one before I started working full time at home, and because my old job, I bounced between two offices every day, every other day. Hey, buddy. Sorry, that's Marco. And when I go to one office or the other, I want somewhat similar setup constantly. So what I have is set up in my first office, my head office desk, because it's a hoteling, I always have a monitor there. And I have a keyboard and all that stuff that I put in my bag with me. When I go to my other office, my remote office, I literally have this the same setup. A monitor, and I bring my keyboard, my stand for my computer, because the computer is was a 17 inch back then. It was a 17 inch workstation, so it was hard for me to, it was just heavy, so it, plus it gets hot when I type. Hey buddy, hold on, Baba. Sorry, that's Marco. And both set up, so I use a computer stand and a keyboard, a separate keyboard, just to do some work. With my new job, it's the they gave me the lightest and smallest computer they can give me, that has, it's still considered quote unquote workstation computer. It's so small and lightweight that I really don't need it, but I do need the monitor. Real estate is so small now, it's like a 13 inch more than anything else. I need an external monitor, so that's why I got a portable monitor. For me, I have no problems buying equipment for work, because the company I work for gives me the opportunity to work remotely anywhere. The only time I physically have to go to the office, like I think I mentioned a few logs ago, that if I have meetings and all that stuff or somewhere I have to go to, if I do that, I'd rather have a bag that I have everything I need in that bag. So hence, now I have everything I need in that bag. Also, set up that I can do edits to this for this log itself, for my personal logs, and it's just overall it's a lot more convenient. Plus, it's light. I'll bet you the only thing that's gonna make this heavy is just my water, the water bottle that I bring with me with water in it. But my goal is to make this even lighter, so. I might start removing cables from my pouch that I don't need, but typically I have an HDMI or VGA and all that stuff, but either way, that's everything there, including chargers and all that good stuff. So that's why I have everything there. It works for what it is. I have no problems so far with it. I might have to change my bag though, because my bag itself is pretty old. It's an old Osprey bag, backpack with a laptop compartment and all that good stuff. And it works, but the only problem is it's showing its age. It just needs to be replaced soon. I don't know what I'm planning to replace it with, but I'm planning to replace it with something that I can pop in my bag and my back. Definitely looking backpack. I'm not looking getting a wheelie bag, because if I do, I need to have something that's I can travel. It's travel friendly, so I can I can carry my stuff, wheel my carry on, and that's it. That's the goal. So that's why it's very important for me to have a backpack on my office to go bag. Yeah. So it's packed, ready to go. The only thing I have to finish packing is just my recorder. I think that's overall everything is good. Plus my notebook for me to write on stuff. I'll just put that in after this. And yeah, the other one too that I can't find is my SD card reader. I have two Anker portable workstation docking station thing. It's very, very small. My wife got one. I got one. My wife stopped using hers because she doesn't need it anymore. So I was planning to leave that here at home and use that one, the one I use here, on leave it in my bag. So when I travel, I think everything's there. So if I need an SD card reader, especially editing this log or putting this log together, at least everything's ready to go. So that is the plan. I just have to get everything finished packing. Yeah. So tomorrow I'm definitely heading downtown. I'm definitely heading downtown for the day. I'm gonna be downtown for the rest of the week, actually. Next week I'll be definitely at home for a bit longer, then back downtown again. I'll be back and forth. Yeah, that's the plan for the rest of this week. So I'm definitely bringing you guys with me. I'll be recording while I have time, when I have if I can get away, just to take a breather. I'll go out and to the rooftop terrace and record there and just give a little bit more a little bit more different venues to record. Plus, I owe you guys a story, so I'm gonna try to record that tomorrow and give you guys that story, because if you're a photographer or love photography and love collecting cameras, I think you'll relate with the camera that I use for street photography. That'll be good. Yeah. I think that's it. Oh, one more thing before I let you guys go, before I end this. The ART tube MPC preamp with compressor, the tube preamp. I was looking at that. I was planning to get a second one when it's time to get a second one. And I was trying to figure out how to put that into a nice package so I can just grab it and go. So I'm looking at getting putting a kit together. So when I do a podcast recording for my other podcasts, it's ready to go. Plus an extension cord to plug in the power. Because at the end of the day, the stuff that needs to be powered is the two tubes, the headphone amplifier, if I need it, possibly a headphone amplifier, and a USB power for the H5 for remote power, so I don't have to rely on battery, and battery will just be considered a backup battery. So I've been scouring the internet trying to figure out how to put this together as one package. So the good news is of the tube itself is you can actually stack them. As soon as you stack them, they actually fit together. So the tube itself actually has rubber feet. That's a good thing. So I was thinking about cutting a groove to put zip ties together, at least it's stacked together and all that good stuff. So I'm looking at that right now. It looks pretty, I think it's possible. I just have to cut it and go from there. I was even thinking about putting Velcro on this one and just attach it that way. But Velcro has a tendency to peel away, and it does heat up. It's not like hot, but it does warm up. And Velcro, like industrial strength Velcro or hook and loop, if you don't want to use Velcro, because the Velcro is a brand, the glue gets tacky and can peel off. So that's why I'm kind of looking at just doing a Velcro thing on the unit itself. And And also, I'm trying to figure out if I can attach a strain relief on the plug itself, so I can just, yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to make this a little bit more portable-ish. I also look at putting this on a rack plate, and one thing came up is like, if I put that on a rack plate, it's kind of, I need a bigger case. So I want, I just want to get a cheap, not a cheap, but I want to get at least a camera bag, backpack camera that I can use to put all my equipment in, enough, plus a sleeve for a potential computer, because I don't plan to have a computer when I do recordings, podcast recording on location. I'm planning to just put the recording on my phone, upload it, and there's my backup from the SD card. So if something goes wrong, at least there's a backup. And unload the recording back into the computer when I get home and edit from there. So that's the plan. But I want that flexibility, having a computer with me just in case I decide, just in case I ending up and decided to do a on-location recording that I have to travel, at least it's there, just to make it easier. So I need to find a couple of ways of doing that. I've noticed that several camera bags out there does have the functionality of like having a laptop sleeve and a smaller compartment for equipment. Good thing about mirrorless cameras, they're smaller, right? They don't have to be big. So it's a slightly smaller profile bag. So that's good. I like that. So that's probably gonna be a future thing closer to like summer or even fall-ish time frame. I did talk to my co-host from your Bookmarks podcast, the book club podcast. So we've been talking about doing on location recording, so that's why I'm kind of like because when we do on location recording, I'm the guy who provides the gear, so I want to make sure that we sound good going into it. Having a studio recording is great because it's clean and quiet, but if you're in the field, you're chances of mistake is very low compared to a studio base. So that's why I'm kind of playing with the tube MPC from ART. If I get another one that covers two channel and goes straight to my recorder, two channel, my multi-track recorder, handheld recorder, and it will work perfectly, and Bob is your uncle and it's gonna work. So that's why I'm looking at that. Yeah. And if you do follow me on Instagram at Leonard's Photo Journal, the link is in the description. I haven't posted any photos for 2 weeks now, so I'm kind of disappointed for myself not doing that. I did get recognized by Rico GR Canada. I was showcased. One of my photos got a shout out, so everyone's seeing it now. And I do owe new photos, so I gotta finish editing that and start posting that on Instagram. So that'll be good to put it out there again. It's kind of I slowed down a bit because of other factors personally, so it's kind of suck. really suck. But so it's going back to the groove again, but it's going to be slowly. But there's other things that I need to sort out first before I commit to other projects. So I did decide, like I mentioned before, that my camping podcast is definitely going to put on hold for now. It's not going to end or stop entirely, but it's just going to go put on hold. Because I need to spend more time in the city, and I need more time to spend with family. So I'll be putting that on hold just until everything's sorted out and everyone feels better after. Plus on top of that too, the wifey is supposed to come with me on some of the camping trips, but it's kind of crappy, but We were hoping for that as well. So it's unfortunately, I was saying earlier, family thing and family illness slows everything down a bit and gives a little bit more perspective and I do want to spend more time with family. So I'll be doing that a little bit longer, a little bit more for the first two, possibly three quarters of the year until everything's everyone gets better. So yeah. But either way, I can't wait to record on my Tube MP on a proper podcast. I forgot to did mention my last entry yesterday, my last episode, my last log. I did use my Tube and one of my studio mics I use, and it sounds really good. It sounds solid, it's loud, it's rich, it's warm, and yeah, I'm very, very happy with that overall result. So I can't wait to use this again and go from there.